Thank you very much, Mr. Richardson, for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And you guys are taking, you in the Science Club, I should say, are taking advantage of the long weekend this weekend and taking the trip to Chicago that you guys take from, is it annually?
Yes. We don't always go to Chicago, though.
Okay.
We usually visit different major cities in the Midwest on this three-day weekend. 3 days is really nice because it allows us to travel and still have part of Friday, a business day when certain places are open, to visit them, take tours, speak to scientists that may not be open or available on Saturdays and Sundays.
And so you guys are leaving Friday to go to Chicago this year, it is. And get on the bus nice and early, 6:15, I believe, or 6:30, something like that. Get up there and start heading out there. And what are you guys going to do when you get to Chicago around 2 in the afternoon on Friday?
As soon as we get there, we'll probably just get out of the bus, stretch the legs, and take a walk. It's always hard for the kids to get off of a bus where they've been kind of cramped up and then immediately go into a session and listen to somebody talk about their research or what their facility does and really make good use of it without having a clear head and a little bit of opportunity to stretch the legs after being on a bus for 6 hours. But that first stop is at Fermilab. It's a nationally operated particle accelerator facility, and they do research on particles that are smaller than the size of individual atoms.
Okay, and so while you guys are there, you'll listen to a lecture or two, I imagine, and then what will the Science Club kids get out of that?
That facility does have an education outreach component and some people that work there for education purposes. They'll give us a tour describing what the facility is made of, how they operate, and what they do. We'll also have an opportunity to speak with a few of the scientists who work there, and that could be anybody from a number of different countries who are all there making use of that facility.
Okay, and then Friday night, before you go back to where you're spending the weekend, you guys get a chance to do some fun rock climbing, too.
Yeah, I always like rock climbing as an activity. This started as a way to improve the amount of geology that we're exposing kids to in our system. Our curriculum right now is a little bit weak on earth science topics in grades 9 through 12. And so we were looking for an opportunity without changing curriculum to increase the amount of earth science kids get, and rock climbing sounded like a natural fit. Thus far, we've been rock climbing inside of a gym, and we haven't made it outside to real rocks where we can actually talk about certain rocks being good for climbing, poor for climbing, which rocks contain fossils and things like that that are of educational value.
Okay, well, and then Saturday you guys will wake up again, and what do you got on the docket for Saturday?
On Saturday we'll go to Shedd Aquarium. The exhibits that they're promoting at the present time are all about sharks and jellyfish. They always have, you know, a lot of regular exhibits that are always there that include all sorts of freshwater and ocean water critters, and that includes fish and lots of invertebrate species that we don't normally get to see here in the Midwest.
That's cool. And then after that, you guys are going to head to the Museum of Science and Industry as well. And what is on display there?
Just exactly as it says, they have lots of exhibits showing historically what science has done and what industry has done. A little bit more emphasized on what our country has done with railroads and airplanes than what, you know, lots of other countries have done. They don't stick to industry and kind of the mechanical technological components alone. They also have displays involving farming, medicine, and biology related things as well.
So kind of the science related to agriculture and industry and all of that growing knowledge that America was really involved in the late 1800s, early 1900s as it grew.
Right. This year the kids chose not to make use of their IMAX theater, but the special exhibit they're advertising this year is an automated green home. And by green, of course, we mean environmentally friendly.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. And then there will be some fun time too, just to explore Chicago.
Yeah, it's always hard to find an activity for evening hours when most businesses and museums are closed. That's why we like rock climbing on Friday night. On Saturday night, we usually let kids explore the Michigan Avenue Magnificent Mile in downtown Chicago on their own for roughly a three-hour period with directions to go visit some of those very unique stores that we don't get to see here in the Midwest. Some of those stores include an Apple store that may be of special interest to the kids a couple of weeks before we roll out the laptop program here at the high school and middle school.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And then Sunday before you guys come home, what are you guys going to be doing?
On Sunday morning, we'll stop at the Field Museum of Natural History. This thing that I always tell kids about before we go there is a T-Rex skeleton named Sue. It was actually found in South Dakota, and it's one of the most complete T-Rex skeletons ever found.
Oh, wow. Interesting. They found it in South Dakota?
Yep.
And so what does field history involve in buffalo and that sort of thing to kind of the natural plains that we've had here in the Midwest for a while?
Yeah, this museum isn't limited to the United States or North America. Okay. They do have taxidermied animals from all over the world. And not only taxidermied animals, but a few fossils, although it's not really limited to fossils either. They also show lots of African artifacts to include old ceremonial masks. And the variety of things there is just so amazing. Most people go there and say that we spent a whole day and still didn't see it all.
And how many kids you guys got coming on this trip this year?
This year, I think we have 23, and that's been a typical number over the last several years.
And what do you hope that they can get out of this trip?
The thing that we always hope kids get out of these trips is a little bit more exposure to how science works in the real world. And hopefully pique an interest in something that they may not have known before, or something that kind of motivates them to study science more, or realize that, hey, this could turn into a career for me.
Sure. And with the science club in general, what else have you guys done? I mean, this is kind of your big trip, but you guys also are involved in a lot of other things during the year.
During good weather months, we try to do lots of outdoor activities. And I tell the kids, anything is fair game as long as it's getting you outdoors to see the real world that we live in. And by real world, I mean outdoors, not necessarily the world that we build for ourselves inside of four walls. I always like it when kids get outdoors so that they can experience that they may not have seen without an opportunity to go bicycling, hiking, canoeing, or some of those other outdoor activities.
Sure.
The other activities that we'll do this winter are more indoors. The kids have suggested having a movie night or a series of movie nights where we look at NOVA or nature programs from PBS. Mm-hmm. Kids have always asked me to do something explosive. And so I think I found a chemical engineer at 3M that may help us with a few projects like that. Of course, later in the summer, we'll take a week or two long summer trip where we camp the whole way. The only suggestions for that so far this year have been to spend a lot of time hiking in the Colorado area.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Mr. Richardson.
You're welcome.